Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Captain Cocktail reporting for duty.
No, we're not going there.
What?
No.
What?
We're not sailing this ship.
You don't sail a ship. You sail a boat.
You can sail the ship.
Well, it depends on the ship. Does the ship have sails?
I don't know. Kyle's eating right now, though.
I'm hungry.
Captain Oatmeal over there.
All aboard. Overnight oats.
It looks like chocolate
pudding.
I love
overnight oats. Do you know overnight oats
Bean
was...
butter chocolate chip
overnight oats. It is chocolatey then.
Do you know who the original trendsetter for overnight oats was?
Oh.
I'll give you a million guesses. It's a celebrity.
I don't want to play this game. Just tell me.
I'll play a little bit.
Thank
but you got to give some hints. Male or female?
Female.
Okay. A-lister?
Yes.
Jennifer Aniston.
World renowned.
World renowned. Beyonce.
No.
Jennifer Aniston.
No. No longer with us.
Betty White?
Wait, no longer. That was a good guess.
Betty White. Betty White does.
First of all,
look
that fits all the criteria.
Yeah,
and
she does kind of look like the Quaker Oats logo.
Oh.
Too soon, Austin.
What do you mean?
That's
too soon. That's not me.
She's
either.
Way cuter than that.
Who would you rather kiss? Quaker Oats guy or Betty White? White.
Kirstie Alley.
Kirstie. Oh, yeah. Did she pass, didn't she?
A while ago.
Oh, that's so sad.
Mm-hmm. That's not it then.
Yeah. I guess.
Look. Barbara Walters.
No.
What's the first letter of the first name?
Barbara Walters has talked to this person many a time.
Oh, she talked to everybody, though.
She even interviewed me. I was like, I don't need to be here.
She's like, tell me about your time in NASCAR.
Tell me about your host.
What's the first letter of the first name?
Why do you have to think about this? D. I don't know. I'm out.
Deborah Winger. No, she's still alive.
Deborah Winger.
D.
I got nothing.
What's the first letter of the last name?
I actually don't know.
What? How do you not know?
Because he's making this up.
No, I'm not making this up. I just read a news article about it yesterday. And by read it, I mean I saw the headline.
Well, you don't. I don't know. Who is it? I don't know.
Princess Diana.
Oh. No.
Yeah, she used to eat overnight oats all the time. obviously before she passed, which was in the 90s. So did she start the trend on overnight oats? People are asking.
He's right. Her favorite meal was overnight oats.
Yeah. There we go. See? Could you imagine being a princess and just being like, I declare that I want Cocoa Puffs every morning for breakfast. And then they just bring you Cocoa Puffs every morning for breakfast?
That'd be amazing.
Right?
It's like how Richie Rich had a McDonald's in his house.
That was the coolest thing. I used to draw tree houses or like underground forts in school. And I would have all these rooms for different things. And I always made sure there was like a McDonald's in there because of Richie Rich. And I thought that was the coolest
thing. That is cool. I used to always want to have secret doorways that led to some other place in the house that was magical.
I feel like those are becoming popular.
I had a secret doorway.
They are doing those now.
I had one.
You did
I
not.
Swear to you, it was in the back of my closet and it went. It just went
through. Went to a place called Narnia where there was ruled by a
there
lion.
Was a talking lion. It was a, there was a witch and there was a wardrobe.
Did you have your wardrobe in there?
Yeah.
There was a half man, half goat that walked out immediately. By the way, I saw that movie.
Very hairy chest.
I saw that movie twice the year it came out and I never wanted to see it once.
I've never seen it. So you actually watched it for both of us.
So I saw it once because I was a part of the high school paper, Nerd Alert, and I was going to review the movie, and I must have brought somebody with me, but I remember just being like, Jesus, like, all right, this movie's a weird, whatever. And then I was dating a girl who was super religious, and we went to her church and we watched it, and I was like, I hate this so much. I don't like this movie.
You had to watch it twice.
Yeah, I didn't even want to watch it once.
That's, I've never seen it.
I've seen bits and pieces of it. And they've redone it
never
a couple
read the book
times.
Either. Did you read the book?
No.
Do you know how to read? Got her. It is a Team Austin Day.
It is a Team Austin Day. I do got to question your reading abilities. I'm sorry, I don't want to.
He doesn't want to, but he has to.
Okay.
He's legally, contractually obligated.
Yeah, legally I have to say you can't read.
All right. Thanks, today. Mike. Thanks, Mike.
Your Mike. Your mic is dead.
I'm Captain Cocktail.
Somebody called me Mike this weekend. That's by the way, if you're listening
yeah,
and you're
I
like,
know,
yeah,
I
you should probably reference back. Yeah.
They're like, what part of the show did you guys reference that Kyle is actually Mike?
Yeah, no. I met somebody this weekend, introduced myself as Kyle, and 10 minutes later, they're like, I thought you said your name was Mike. Which, by the way, my middle name is Michael, so maybe they just knew me on a deeper level than I thought. Think about that.
Okay, Mike.
All right, Melissa. Melissa McFarty Pants.
Oh, that's good.
What's my middle name?
Mick.
Yeah.
No, what's my middle name?
Your middle name's Mick and your last name's Gurren.
Yeah, it's Farty Pants. I don't know.
Yeah, Farty Pants.
Thanks a lot for knowing me, guys.
Hoots a lot.
Thanks for the support.
What's my middle name?
Poopy Pants.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Your poopy
yeah,
pants.
Yeah, Tables Turn. No.
I wish we had a camera on
Mel
because
could,
she started laughing and then her brain froze because she realized she didn't know it. She goes, Poopy Pants. Got out of that one. Melissa McSaved yet again. She's like, how you guys don't know my middle name? What's mine? Come on, Melissa, think. Yeah. Think. How can we get out
you
of this situation?
You have told me before, but I can't remember it. Connor.
No.
Can we not?
Princess Diana.
Yeah, can we not spend the entire podcast just guessing
Diana.
Names?
I love guessing games.
What is Diana's last name? Don't Google it.
Let's think
of this on our own. Schwarzenegger.
Duchess of York. York.
York?
No.
Princess Diana York?
It was Wales, by the way.
Oh.
Diana Wales?
No.
Princess of Wales.
Princess of Wales.
That's kind of mean. That sounds like an insult in elementary school. By the way, you're the Princess of Wales.
Yeah,
fatso.
That's
something you would say on the bus
that's
to someone.
A good
you know,
burn.
Like.
Yeah. By the way, I was searching and I said Princess Diana's last.
Oh no,
last words was the first one that popped up.
Aw,
not gonna touch that with a 10-foot pole. Last day also popped up. Last photo, last night, last meal, last interview,
last
boyfriend.
Drive.
Melissa,
you guys remember where you were?
No, I don't remember.
Oh,
I remember where I was.
I know exactly where I was.
I was at a friend's lake house and we watched Con Air that weekend.
I was in Arizona visiting my mom.
Arizona?
Suspicious.
Wait a minute. Yeah.
Huh?
Did you drive there?
You
no.
do. You do love taking photos of people.
Yeah, Mel. Oh my gosh. What if Mel was like, I just want a picture, die. I just like, and that would have been bad. I can totally see Mel doing that.
What's her last name?
I know it. I will say this. It's a common, no, it's not up there anymore. Smith. I got death date. No, it's not. It is a common first name for a white man.
Thomas.
Starts with an S.
Sam? Steve.
No and no.
Sean.
No.
Steve. Yeah, you said Steve.
Seth.
Mm-mm. Common first name, but you've definitely heard it as a last name before, I believe.
Stallion.
Nope. That's not a common first name.
I don't know. It'd be a cool common first name.
That would be cool.
I'll give you Spencer.
Nailed it.
Oh, we should have known that. I've heard that before.
What?
We should have known that. We could have gotten there.
I couldn't have.
We could have. You know how they say two heads are better than one? Not unless one of those heads is Mel's. Got her. It's a Team Austin day.
Contractually, I'm obligated to say yes. You got a dumb head. Big old
Kyle,
dumb.
Kyle, I mean Mike. Okay. Stop it.
Wait, Kyle, I know your middle name. Kyle.
Is this a bet?
No.
What? Wow, look who the dum-dum is now.
Are you serious right now?
Wow.
Do you know it? What is it?
Oh, my God.
God, please tell me you're kidding.
That's so funny.
Jesus, Austin.
Did you say it earlier?
Yes. Oh, I literally said it less than 5 minutes ago.
This makes my day. You're stupid.
Don't tell him. Do not tell him.
I'm not
I didn't hear it. Andrew.
Why'd you say it like that? Andrew.
How dare you?
Because we were talking about the royal family, like Prince Andrew.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you now. You're going to have to go back
Kyle
to the
Michael.
Podcast. Yes.
Thank you. I knew it.
Yeah, uh-huh. For sure.
I told you I knew it. And I didn't even hear you say it earlier.
Isn't it on your Instagram?
Yeah. I think my Instagram, the name says Kyle Michael.
Yeah.
Because my Facebook name for a long time. I took down my last name a long time ago. It was always Kyle Michael.
Yeah. Suck on that, Austin.
I'm not sucking on anything, Mel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it.
No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Have you ever, Michael,
gosh, no.
Kyle, have you seen the movie F1 yet?
No, we had this conversation yesterday.
You need to see it, dude. I think I'm going to go see Superman tomorrow.
Sorry, I've been busy. Not all of us can just escape to go watch movies and ditch our families.
Austin can.
You ditching your family's just ditching your wife and Bernie.
Oh, I'm sorry. They're not my family?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Some people do not respect other people's households. Can you believe that?
First of all, it is a team.
They're just like, oh, you don't have a real family because you don't have kids.
No,
that's what I just heard. Did you hear that?
I totally heard that.
That's what I heard.
I heard that.
So anybody without kids, if you are listening to this podcast, just know.
You should be offended.
Austin does not respect
you. Haley works till 5. So that way, hey.
How do you know my wife's schedule? Looks like somebody's stalking my wife now. She's stalking my wife and not respecting me.
She's wearing
me.
A really pretty pink dress today.
Oh, he's watching and see whether she's wearing a ring.
Doesn't even know my wife. She doesn't even have a pink dress. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Austin is such a piece of crap.
He's just, you know, he's the worst.
He's absolutely.
So are you going to go see F1?
I will eventually. Maybe this weekend, because I don't think we have anything on the...
You've got to see it because it is really good.
All right, I'm not going to see it anymore.
It is my favorite movie.
I love that when people are like, you got to see it. All right, then I won't. Don't tell me what to do.
There's another movie coming out called The Roses. I cannot wait to see it.
Who's
it's
in
a
it?
Cumberbatch.
Oh, Benedict Cumberbatch. Cumberbatch, yeah.
Is in it, and it's... based on the old movie War of the Roses.
Yeah.
And it's almost like a remake of it. And I saw the trailer and I can't even tell you that I cannot wait to see this movie. It's like everything you ever wished you could have done in a bad relationship actually happens in this movie.
It's basically a movie about just a radio bit that a lot of radio stations do every single morning, right?
No.
War of the Roses?
No.
Do you know about War of the Roses, right?
The movie?
You're giving me the radio bit.
I don't know the radio bit.
You don't know the radio bit?
You do know the radio bit. We've talked about this radio bit.
No, you know the radio bit. It's where they call from like a flower company and they're like, you won free flowers. And all I have to do is put someone's name on it because the person thinks they're cheating on them. And so they're wondering if the guy is going to say, put my wife's name or put his girlfriend's name on the flowers.
I don't remember.
And if he says the girlfriend, then the wife is on the other line and she calls him out on it.
Oh my gosh.
That's
awkward.
It's kind of lame in my opinion. A lot of people do it.
Have you guys seen the thing going around online of two people getting caught cheating at a Coldplay concert?
No.
What is that? Seems like this is set up to a great joke.
No, there are two people that were put onto the Jumbotron with a guy and is wrapping his arms around a woman and her leaning back. And the second they notice themselves on the Jumbotron, they break apart and they've been like found out who they are. And they
I didn't see the video, but I heard something about that.
Caught having an affair.
Wow.
On a Jumbotron.
I thought that when I saw that story, I thought that was fake.
Mm-mm. Astronomer, CEO, and CPO caught having an affair.
Oh, geez. Looks like when you try your best and you can't succeed, you get what you want, but not what you need.
Keep going.
And it feels tired and you can't speak.
Keep going.
Just what you want.
Mm-hmm. See, I think the key to these, Melissa.
And I will try.
Is you need to tell him to keep going. Because eventually he does slow up. And maybe if we keep teasing him, he'll stop.
I will try.
Fix you.
You're singing that so badly.
Kyle, what?
Your singing is horrendous.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm trying to fix it.
That was good.
Coldplay, underrated band. Even though they're highly rated.
I think they're not properly underrated.
You think they're properly rated?
Yeah, everybody loves them.
But they're so good.
Then why did you say they're underrated?
Because I feel like even though they're highly rated, I still feel like they're underrated. I think when all is said and done, Coldplay will be looked at like our generation's Rolling Stones.
Of course. Absolutely.
You agree with that?
Yeah.
Kyle?
Yeah, for the most part.
I don't know.
Who would be?
That's what I don't
know. The longevity is like one of the biggest things. And the continuously making great music.
The Monkees usually comes to mind first.
we can all name one Monkey song.
No, I'm a believer. Monkey song.
Yeah.
Did anyone watch the Monkees TV show?
Yes.
Back in the day.
I saw some of it.
They were all on Boy Meets World at a time. So
they were.
I remember that episode.
I always liked the drummer.
Davey? No.
No, wait. Davey was the lead singer. Pete.
Davidson?
Peter. I think.
Townsend.
No.
That's a guitar player.
I think his name was Peter. That's such a goofy name. Hey, Peter.
What's weirder, Peter or Cliff?
Mm. Cliff is better. Peter makes me think things that I shouldn't be thinking.
Melissa.
What?
About a man's parts?
Yes. Yeah. Peter.
That's just because you're always thinking about a man's
No,
parts.
I'm not.
Melissa. When you hear someone say, hey, Peter, that's the first thing that goes to your mind?
Peter what? I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. I admit
the name
I'm not
Peter
listening.
Makes you think like, you know, Peter.
Melissa, you did not need to look down at my crotch when you said
I
that.
I didn't did look she? At it. I just went that direction so you knew where
yeah,
I was.
Yeah, for sure. I couldn't just track your eyes.
Yeah.
Anyway, was I right? Is his name Peter? The
Who?
Drummer? From the Monkees? I thought you were looking it up.
No, I was looking up another, the Monkees and the Simpsons.
What's
because weird? There was a quote.
Peter as a first name or Pumpkin Eater as a last name?
It was Mikey. Mikey was the drummer.
Oh.
My family's name was Pumpkin Eater.
Mikey's the drummer.
But they changed it to Huff at
Are you okay over there? Did you hear that? She goes, you're just talking. She goes, oh, Mikey's the drummer.
Dang it.
Peter was the piano player.
Pianist. Peter was...
Was there a Mickey?
Mickey. I'm sorry. I said Mikey because my name's Mike.
Peter was the pianist.
But there's a Michael. There's a Michael Naismith.
Melissa, say Peter was the pianist.
Peter was the pianist.
Melissa, that's disgusting. Yeah. Children listen
all,
to this.
That's all you think about, Mel.
Why'd you look down at my crotch again when you said that? I don't like this.
Yeah, she was staring this time.
Yeah, she wasn't even doing
Peter is the pianist.
What's another like old obscure band kind of like that? That was like...
What are you talking about obscure?
They were kind of like...
I mean, the Monkees weren't really obscure. They were just drowned out.
They ended up
out.
Being almost more known
out.
For the TV show, you know? That's how they... got more known for their music. It wasn't like necessarily the other way around, right?
There was a really obscure
the
band
Monkees weren't about music
time.
They were about rebellion and about political and social upheaval. That's a quote from the Simpsons. That's what the therapist says.
Oh, wow.
Marge.
They were big on
monkey and around
another
hanging from trees?
They were, no, they were too
that.
Busy singing.
People say that.
We're too busy singing.
To put anybody
to put
down.
Anybody down.
Hey, we're the Monkees.
It was back at the Metro in 1902.
Oh my gosh.
But you guys, hanging
anyone
from the
who's
rafters.
Been a longtime listener of that podcast can tell us what episode that was.
Golly.
When
was,
we just
that
did
was 30 minutes.
That was 30 minutes of us just doing. Our XRT DJ impression.
And let me just say, if you didn't like it for the first couple minutes, I guarantee you didn't like it the next 25 minutes.
No, I agree. No, I disagree. Because I think by like minute 27, you're probably like, okay, this is
I'm back in.
This is funny. It's one of those things where it's like it gets so unfunny that it gets to be funny.
It's like my fake smoking bit. Just kidding. That's always funny.
That's always funny.
Hey, we're the Smokies. People say we're smoking around.
Do not disparage the name of the Monkees on this podcast, please.
Don't diss them like that.
Yeah. Show some gosh darn respect.
Ooh, ooh, ah, ah.
Okay, that was good.
That's probably a song.
You're back.
Ooh, ooh, ah, ah.
I think we had the Monkees' greatest hits in my house.
Yeah, really? I heard that shit was bananas.
You're swearing on the podcast now? Wow.
I had to. That's what Gwen Stefani says.
Oh, she said this
stuff. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
She did.
Gwen Stefani, fun fact, her dad was one of the Monkees.
Yeah, we did have the Monkees' greatest hits. I don't.
That's not true.
It's not true.
What's true?
That's not true what you just about said having about Gwen Stefani.
Monkees' greatest hits?
No, about Gwen Stefani's dad.
Her dad?
No, he's not.
Yeah, her dad was Peter, the pianist.
Wait.
What?
I'm not a daydream believer, which I said I'm a believer, which is wrong. Daydream believer was their other hit.
Daydream believer.
But on the Monkees' greatest hits, I'm not seeing, hey, hey, we're the Monkees. No, okay, thank God. I went to Wikipedia. And I was like,
Kyle was about to start an upheaval.
Well, like, wouldn't it be really funny if they
Che Guevara wouldn't have seen a revolution if, like Kyle would have
if
pulled
if they released the like Monkees. Their greatest hits and it was all the B-side stuff. They're like, these are our favorites.
But if you look in small print up right above greatest, it says some of.
Yeah,
some of.
We're just sprinkling it in.
Yeah.
I'm a Believer is one of their songs too. Wow, they had a lot of songs about believers.
Yeah, hey.
Oh, wait, Neil Diamond wrote. Oh, yeah, because I've seen that Neil Diamond musical. Don't see the Neil Diamond musical, by the way.
I wasn't planning to.
Don't do it. Why? I did. Not worth it.
Really?
If you're in the mood, if you aren't a big fan of musicals, I'll say this. Like, if you just want to go and actually try to sing along.
You'd hear a lot of good songs, right?
Yeah, but then people would try to sing along, and I'm not there to go to a Neil Diamond concert. I'm there to, you know, I'm here to watch this musical. And also, they made it super, way too dramatic on how he started.
Wow, somebody over here putting down musicals.
Yeah, right?
Wow.
Sweet. Yeah. No, I like good musicals. I don't like people where it's like, hey, we're going to do a Neil Diamond musical. Lady in the back row, you can sing along too. No, I want to hear the people who are paid to do it and do it well.
Now people who like to have fun.
Can I be the headline writer for your theater review article about this?
Yeah, what is it going to be?
Diamond in the rough. The very rough.
Diamond is the rough.
Mm. Okay, all right, I got another one.
All right.
Kneels on a chalkboard.
Oh, I like that. You can't make diamonds out of coal.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend, but not mine.
Diamonds can cut Kyle.
Pressure makes diamonds. And this diamonds sucked.
Yeah, and actually, there it is. Finally, we have a winner.
That was it.
It's like we've been waiting so long.
We waited all day for that.
Now, I would see a Monkees musical, and I would sing along to that.
Oh, so it's okay to sing at a Monkees musical.
Well, it's a Monkees musical.
But not a Neil Diamond musical.
It is
the Monkees.
No.
Neil Diamond? Sweet Caroline.
Everybody sing along to that.
What are his other hits?
He probably has a lot more than.
Hey, hey, we're the Neils.
No, my favorite part. Hey, I'm Neil Diamond.
No. Hey, I'm Neil Diamond.
People say I'm diving around. He did. There was. Golly, what was the? Oh, the because before we went, my wife and I were like, we know Sweet Caroline and. But do we know any more real big Neil Diamond songs? And there are some that you know.
He knows that he has.
Holly Holy. I'm looking this up. I'm looking at it right now. Like Forever in Blue Jeans was like a big one they had. But like.
I hated that song.
The thing that cracked me up.
I was like, I would just like wearing shorts.
Yeah, Forever in Blue Jeans. What if it's hot outside?
Yeah.
But they, in the description for the musical, it was like, he had more number one hits than Elvis. And I was like. Okay, but is it like one of those sliding scales sort of things, like where it's like, yeah, because he was able to like things were judged differently? I didn't know. So I was like, but that's kind of a weird reference to make. But I guess Elvis at that time was bigger name or whatever when he was coming up.
He had a much longer career than Elvis.
Well, here's the thing. In the musical, they like made multiple references. He's like, where it'd be like the character of Neil Diamond being like, I was better than the king. And I'm like, did you have something against Elvis's popularity?
Oh, you think there's some bad blood there?
Oh, I think there is some major bad blood.
That's interesting.
Also, everything interesting.
He would not kneel to the king.
Oh, I like that. You're back, man. Everything interesting about his life, they like would breeze over. It'd be like, And then I got my second divorce. Like, why? You don't need to hear that. Forever in blue jeans, baby.
But here's the time when a guy brought a gun into the, what was the scene with the gun? Wasn't there
a
scene
with the gun? There was like it was a mob. His first record contract was under the mob and he was like trying to break out and they pulled out a gun and they're like, you got to give us a hit. And then he wrote Sweet Caroline. And then the, you'd think there'd be like this big scene with the mob, like listen to it and be like, we're letting you go, Neil. No, it was like, while singing Sweet Caroline, the guy playing the mobster like walks up and rips up the contract and walks away. And I wanted to be like, not a chance that's how that went down. We can expand on that. We don't need a 15-minute montage of how he's tired of touring.
The original bop, bop, bop were actually gunshots.
Oh, my God.
I like that. No, but like, that's why you should not have a musical about yourself written when you're still alive. Neil Diamond's still alive.
We should have a musical about this show.
It's called The Monkees.
Melissa has to sing you have to sing all your own parts.
Really?
Yes. And you're the only singing parts in the musical.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Because Kyle and I don't like singing in public.
Oh, no. I don't like singing in public.
I like singing karaoke in public.
Yeah, he's the karaoke guy.
But
I thought of a karaoke song this morning that I've actually done before.
Okay, let's hear it.
Fat Boy Slim, Right Here, Right Now.
Oh, okay. Dun, da, dun, dun, dun. Go.
What was that? Is that Fat Boy Slim?
That was part of the music for that
song. Dun, da, dun. You got the rest.
No, it's a slow build. It's like,
right
in fact,
here,
there's not singing right until a minute and 10 seconds into the song. Mm-hmm.
And all they say is right here, right now, right? It's like the tequila thing.
Yeah. And he goes, right here, right now, right here, right now, right here. Right now, right here, 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 right now. And then there's a beat building up in the background. Right here, right now.
I will say these have become popular online because like people doing tequila
and
rock and roll part 2 because there's only one word. And I feel like there has also been like a sway into people doing like more like white kids doing rap songs that are like multi-people that I think has also caught fire, but I think right here, right now could work.
It's late. People were loving it.
Now, Melissa,
you actually did that song.
I did. I sung karaoke at it one night at a bar, and it was hilarious.
Should we do a group trip to karaoke?
Ooh, yes. Then after we go to Medieval Times, which we still haven't done.
Why are you looking at us?
I'm looking discerningly at both of you.
I want you guys to also come do that paint and sip with me.
What?
A paint and sip.
This is the first time you've ever brought it up.
No, she's brought this up before.
A paint and sip?
Mm-hmm.
More like a pain and suck.
Not one of your best.
Nope.
what, where and when?
Well, there's a bunch of places you can go. They're all over the place.
A paint and where we sip wine and paint?
Yeah, you can bring beer too.
Don't you think eating a turkey leg and watching knights joust is so much more fun?
I mean, I'm not saying that's not fun. I'm just saying I want you guys to do
a
paint and sip.
Let's do a progressive dinner. We start at the paint and sip. Then we
That's a bad idea.
Then we go to Medieval Times, and then we end it with karaoke.
We can't even plan.
We got to go to Medieval Times first because they serve dinner.
We can't even plan one of these.
See, I was saying
together.
The paint and sip. We get a little loose.
We can't even plan one of these things together. Now we're going to plan all three?
Yeah, all in one night. That's how we get it done.
That's how we
We're like, I don't want to spend three nights with you guys.
What if we did it on a Friday? Like, none of us went home on a Friday.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
we
like,
started
like during
at
the day?
Noon?
Yeah, yeah.
What are Medieval Times show times? If they have a matinee, I will go.
They have to, because they welcome in kids.
It should be Medieval Times. It should be...
Let's hear it.
Multiple times is what it should be called.
Yeah, more like, man. You're nailing it.
There's no way they have just one show a day.
No, they have multiple. Pick a castle.
Ooh, which castle? Schaumburg.
No, it's...
Oh, you went to the actual website.
Yeah.
Because they're all over the country.
Let's see just a random Friday. Like if we want next Friday.
I can't believe you
pick
guys...
Pick your show time. Oh, 6:45.
That's the earliest?
That's the only. Unless we went on a Thursday, 6:45. Wait. What if we wanted
Sunday?
Like,
there's got to be an early day Sunday.
I am not hanging out with you guys on Sunday.
Why? What's wrong with Sunday?
What the? Hey,
Sunday fun day.
Hey, Peter Brady over there. Why don't you calm down with
Sunday,
the voice cracks?
Sunday is when Kyle goes to church and watches the Lion, Witch, and Wardrobe.
1:30. Yeah, I gotta go. I gotta find out. It's 1:30 on Sundays, but on Saturdays you can get there at 4:00.
Ooh, see, not bad.
4:00's not bad.
6:45 on the weekdays. Who do you think we are, you know?
That's the time Cubs games start.
Yeah, who do they think? No, it's 7:10 now because they're out of school.
Do they push it back?
They push it back.
You couldn't hear, but that was
the longest
yawn from Melissa
I've ever seen in my life.
Medieval times to go to bed is what Melissa's saying.
She wants to be a daydream believer, falling asleep.
I'm daydreaming about getting on my couch to take a nap.
Is that your go-to spot to nap?
Sometimes.
Second bedroom for me. Another bed. Oh.
Why is it we can't go nap in our regular bed? It has to be someplace else.
I sleep downstairs only because usually when Haley's home, she's taking calls upstairs. So I have to listen to her do her job.
Ugh. Ugh.
Annoying.
Ugh. Gross.
Meanwhile, she doesn't want to listen to us do our job.
That's fair.
She stopped listening.
She gets tired of the same jokes.
So do I. Yeah. Haley, so do I.
Oh, she's not listening to this.
Haley, so do I.
Is that the first song in our musical?
Nice pink dress, by the way, Haley.
Stop looking at her. She doesn't own a pink dress. You're looking at a different Haley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.